Coming up next, Thembinkosi Bonakele is the commissioner at the Competition Commission. And uniforms, having to buy those uniforms, needing to try and figure out the most cost-effective way of doing so is very important to you if you've got children at school, especially in a depressed economy. Now, a few years ago, we brought this to the attention of the Competition Commission, the practices whereby schools would dictate from where parents could buy school uniforms for their children. This is after entering into exclusive agreements with suppliers. This culminated in the Commission undertaking advocacy initiatives with various stakeholders, including various schools, certain school groups and the National Department of Basic Education. And these engagements led to the drafting of a circular which dealt with the existence of exclusive agreements between schools and school uniform manufacturers and retailers. And it was recommended to all public schools, former Model C schools and private schools. But we're still seeing that uniforms, which are certainly generic and only available through, you know, certain channels, or not generic, is what I've meant. You know, where you can only get this stripe on your sock. You must get this tie with this thing. Oh, no, you must be able to feel it. Ironing something on there is not going to make a difference, and it's nonsense. So we need to deal with that. So Thembinkosi Bonakele, Commissioner at the Competition Commission, good to have you on the show.
Good morning, Kino, and thanks for inviting me. Compliments of the season.
Can I ask you a question quickly before we talk about this? I've known you for a long time.
Yes.
You know, Ntate Maponya is being buried today, and there's this wonderful service in his honor.
Yes.
What's your take on the attitude we need to have in life in order to achieve?
I think that we should get out there and do it. Be confident enough that anybody with determination can do it. So the idea that we should feel sorry for ourselves. I myself went to school, and that era was an era of Bantu education.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel in any way inadequate. Maybe government didn't put as much as they should have on my education.
Mm.
But I can't feel sorry for myself. I've got to take on the world in my chosen career or my chosen profession,
yep,
or any activity that I decide to participate in. So I think that this is, Maponya is a shining example of getting up and doing it yourself. And I think that this is something that this generation ought to realize, that we've got so much help than people like Ntate Maponya had, and there's so much we could do, and we should, in fact, be doing better than the previous generation, the generation of Ntate Maponya, given the opportunities we have.
Absolutely. I just think it's so pertinent. You know, you're a competition commissioner. You didn't get the job because your daddy is well known. You work hard, and you've proven yourself,
right,
and you are where you are. Now, yeah. Thembinkosi, let's talk about uniforms. We started talking about this issue years ago, and as I pointed out, as a result of us bringing this to your attention, a whole lot of things happened, and suggestions have been made. Where do we find ourselves at the moment when it comes to school uniforms and exclusive agreements and the challenges that potentially still surround that?
I think, there is definitely a growing awareness that we can do things better in the sector. So we signed, for example, an agreement with the major private schools. Some of the private schools were selling uniforms themselves, so it was just another revenue opportunity for them. But when we sat down with them, I think most of them were open to change, and they realized that you can't have a private school where you call parents, and in a sense, once their kids are there, they are yours. They are captured. There's nothing else they can do. And then you prescribe this expensive uniform, which you yourself are selling. So most of them, I think, were quite sensible, and they did sign up to an agreement stopping that. But the problem we have, you know, is that the awareness is not deep enough, because it's a very large sector. And I really appreciate what you are doing of raising this thing all the time, because, you know, I'm hoping that there's a principal out there listening to this conversation. There is a member of the school governing body. There is a parent somewhere listening. And you've explained it. The main problem, this is not to say that people must not prescribe uniform or we must abolish uniform. The main problem is that the arrangement between schools and particular suppliers, whether they are retailers or wholesalers of school uniform, the exclusive arrangement that force you to buy from one person means that you cannot find or shop around for a cheaper price. So they, that eliminates competition, which is why I come in as a competition commissioner. When that competition is eliminated, you are likely, more than likely, to be paying a higher price. So the arrangements that the schools are making with the uniform suppliers must be alive to this. That's all we are saying, and that's what that circular that the minister issued says.
Well, we're going to keep, you know, people can always, if you have an issue at school, if someone comes to you and tells you, well, you can you must exclusively buy your uniforms from this particular place, we won't allow you to buy the blue shirt from Woolies and iron on a label, etc., let us know about it. We can always bring that to the attention of Tim Nkosi-Bonakele, who is the commissioner at the Competition Commission. I think it's important for us to keep our foot on this particular pedal. But as a side mention, I had a chat to Helena Wasserman from businessinsider.co.za, and she pointed out that a colleague of hers at a school, they said you're not allowed to buy any other glue other than Prit. And initially I threw a bit of a wobble about it and thought, oh, that's not right. But, you know, on obviously you need to align yourself with some objective facts. And I've spoken to a couple of teachers and they're saying, actually, Prit is the best thing to use, because all the other glues that get prescribed don't stick as well as Prit. Their formulation isn't as good. So pages start falling out of books. So the question to you is, at which point does it become a Competition Commission issue?
Right. You know, I mean, it's a difficult one, but I think to simplify it, if there is a very good or sound reason for using, for insisting on a particular brand of product, you know, one can't do anything about that, because that's about the functionality.
Yes.
So if you know, and we've had this in bigger entities, you know, such as Eskom or even prisons. If you want to fence a prison or a school, can you prescribe that I want this particular brand of fence? In most instances, it's completely unnecessary to do so. Yeah. What you want is to fence the school, and you can have a prescribed standard of a fence that you need, or the kind of quality requirements. But we know that there are instances where the functionality of a particular brand, it's just so different from others that the brand itself has become a market. And in those cases, and those are exceptional cases, you could prescribe that this is a particular brand that you want, or because of functionality. So, for example, in things like computers, you could decide that you want a particular software because it works better with your other systems. So I would say that it's more of an exception than a norm that you prescribe the brand, and I would certainly discourage it. So you must have a very good or a sound reason to do so.
Sure. But if someone says you only buy your stationery from us and nobody else and it's bulk stationery, that is nonsense. You can't do that. People should be allowed to shop around and use it. But Tim Mnkosi, always great to chat to you, and a happy new year to you. And I look forward to more chats during 2020.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Have a good one. There we go. Commission. Well, the commissioner for the Competition Commission, Tim Mnkosi Bonakele.